Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week four of the high school football season at our coach's show. John Hurley, the coach for the Memorial Tigers, joining us as the Tigers are coming off a 44-6 win over the Central Bears Friday night. It was their first road game of the season, and now they get set to take on the modern-day Wildcats at Enloe Field Friday night. That'll be our game here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref. Welcome back. We'll visit with Coach Hurley and talk about the win over Central and this week's game with modern-day, all coming up right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand in hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4551.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon.
Hey, Coach John Hurley joining us.
Coach,
good afternoon.
How are you?
Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Good, Dan. How are you doing?
Doing well. All right. Well, another game, another running clock, and another game where the starting defense did not allow a point. A 44-6 win over the Central Bears on Friday night out at Central Stadium. Just overall final thoughts on win number three of this campaign.
Well, you know, our goal going into it each week is to get a little bit better, and I felt like the kids came out, and we came out quick and played well. Defensively, did well all night. I think they gave a first down up on the first play of the game and then really locked down after that. So proud of the way those guys competed. You know, the defensive staff does a great job getting prepared. And offensively, we did a nice job running the football and protecting the football. So all in all, we felt good about the way the kids came out and competed.
Well, I know each and every week, John, we talk about keys of the game, and, you know, you talk about that, establishing the running game. And certainly Dylan Kendrick, a big night, 15 carries, 134 yards, found the end zone four times, over 500 yards of total offense. So I would think the running game is kind of getting to where you want it to be.
We're gaining on it. I mean, there's a lot of things we could still clean up with communication, and that's, you know, each week you get to see a few different things, and people present different challenges, and, you know, as we go along, hopefully we get to the point where we get pretty solid in our rules.
Well, defensively, you got two more picks in the game, and I'm not sure how many this is for the season, but I know it's a bunch. Just a defense that, as we talked about, the starters have not allowed a single point yet this year against some pretty good football teams. And so what are the keys to that secondary, just, you know, finding those balls and all the interceptions you've had so far?
A big part of it's Wes Kelly communicating, get guys lined up and making sure we're making the right checks when we need to, and that's the advantage of him being there last year. So he's done a really nice job kind of taking on that leadership role in the secondary.
Well, Coach, also a game that you can, you know, I know the seniors, it's their last year, and they want to be out there as much as they can, but you know, you get a lead, you get a running clock, and you don't need any kind of injuries when the game is out of hand. And you get a chance to see some of the young kids that, you know, spend an awful lot of time at practice, you know, maybe playing JV and part of the practice squad each and every week. And so to get pretty much probably the whole bus on the field on Friday night is also pretty good too.
Yeah, you know, we try to have a little method to the madness of getting kids in, and you got to be a little bit careful, you know. If the opponent's not, you know, substituting that, you got to be careful what kids you kind of put in because you're still going against some of their starters. So, you know, we try to put that next set of guys that we think will be able to compete for us, if not this year, possibly next year. And then we try to get as many guys as we can, but it really goes quick once that clock starts running.
All right, so the Memorial Tigers, a 44-6 win over the Central Bears on Friday night to improve to 3-0. And we'll come back. We'll visit with a member of this Memorial football team when the Tiger Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters, too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, during the segment, we have a chance to visit with senior offensive lineman Harrison Hardig. Harrison, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you? I'm good.
Doing well. All right. So you guys are certainly doing well. 3-0 right now after a 44-6 win over the Central Bears this past Friday night. Running clock in the second half. Just overall thoughts on how the offense played in that game with the Bears this past week.
Oh, we played great. I mean, you know, the running game was dominant, I think, the entire first half. You know, Dylan played a fantastic game, and, you know, Luke Brown, I think he's finding his way and feeling more comfortable in his offense. And I thought overall just the whole system was working out well.
Well, Harrison, I mean, this offense right now has really been kind of in high gear. I mean, you guys, you know, after the win over Jasper and then a very tough physical game with North, the game this past week with Central, and now, again, you'll turn your attention to Monterey in just a second, but we'll talk about that game. But, yeah, Dylan, 15 carries, 134 yards and four touchdowns, and it probably doesn't matter if it's Kendrick or anybody else in that backfield or Brown throwing touchdown passes to give them time to open up holes for the offense. I mean, how much gratification does that offensive line get when you watch the film and you see the holes that you guys are creating and the time that you're providing for Luke to find his receivers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the O-line deserves a lot of the credit. I mean, but I think what Dylan's best at is he's very patient and he sits there and lets the holes – open up, and as soon as he sees that hole, he's hitting it. And then if there's a safety or linebacker coming in, he finds a way to make them miss, and it's a big run.
Well, Harrison, you guys get Modern Day this week, Friday night at Enloe Field. They're coming in 2-1. You guys have had success against Modern Day over the last year, certainly since you've been there at Memorial High School. What kind of challenges does their front seven defensively present for you guys on Friday?
Watching the film, it looks like they blitz a lot. And, you know, we haven't – the first 3 weeks, we haven't really gone against a team that does a whole lot of blitzing. And it looks like they like to do some stunts up front. So we're just going to have to, you know, walk in and practice and start, you know, practicing just picking up blitzes and know who your assignment is, who you got to who you need to pick up at what time, and, you know, get Luke and Dylan a clean pocket.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, it's obvious if it's third and long, you're probably going to expect that kind of pressure coming from their defense. But when you look at film, you know, they really don't worry about sometimes, you know, the yardage or what dot it is. I mean, can you kind of get a sense just on where people are lined up defensively, especially in Modern Day, that you guys might get some pressure or feel some pressure on certain plays?
Yeah, I think, you know, I from watching the film, it looks like they blitz at least one backer almost every play. But I think, you know, if it looks like if they're in the 4-3, and then, you know, and then obviously if it's third and long, they're bringing the whole house. So it's just a matter of, you know, sensing if a linebacker is going to come or not, and, you know, reading the line, see how many guys are up front, and you just got to, you know what you're doing, watch your film, and make the play.
Well, you guys certainly have the target on your back, Harrison. I mean, you went through this city in the conference undefeated last year. It's been a while since you lost a regular season football game. And obviously everybody looks at Memorial with, hey, we want to beat them and knock them off. So each and every week. But I would think the Modern Day week, it won't take much to get you guys excited and fired up for this one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're so fired up. You know, the Hunger Bowl is always the most fun game of the regular season. And, you know, we like going out. I mean, this time we're at Enloe. Last year we were at the Rice Bowl and we got the win last year. But we're extremely excited to see how they are and compete.
Should be a great game Friday night. We'll have it for everybody here on ESPN 97.7 FM. Harrison, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thank you so much. And all the best to you and the Tigers in the game with Modern Day on Friday.
Yeah, that's no problem. Thank you, sir.
All right, that's Harrison Harding. We'll come back at the Scouting Report on Modern Day from head coach John Hardy when this Memorial Football Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
Attorney Scott Stratman is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and wishes Coach John Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck this season. A smart game plan and good execution are keys to success in football and in legal matters too. If you need help with estate planning, nursing home planning for a loved one, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is experienced, affordable, and has been helping clients in the Evansville area for over 25 years. Call Scott Stratman at 812-425-5345.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at...
when the forecast calls for cheese ball-sized hail insurance!
And even... shouldn't have parked under that tree. Insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loader cars. Menke's ASC certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach John Hurley rejoining us. Well, John, obviously coming back now to Enloe Field Friday night, big football game, Modern Day coming in. They're 2-1, coming off a pretty impressive win over really good Vincennes team the other night, 21-6. New football coach out there, Cody Hess, certainly no stranger to Modern Day, but what have you seen on film from the Wildcats under his leadership?
Well, I see a lot of the same stuff. You know, they were really physical against Vincennes, and they shut Vincennes down. They did a nice job and controlled the line of scrimmage. And it's, you know, we got to see, we get a little bit of their film because we have some common opponents early. So I feel like they've really improved. They look really solid this last week.
Well, you take a look at Tate Mallory, the quarterback now, his senior, has been, I guess, the start of the last couple of years, got a pretty good running back as well. I mean, the offense, is it pretty similar to what you've seen over the years with Coach Gable as their coach?
Yeah, the last few years especially. You know, Thacker is a physical running back. They've got a nice fullback that's cleared the way. They've got a few linemen back. I had a couple injuries last year. I know the Wells kid's back. And they seem like they're starting to establish a line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Well, Darren Knight, longtime defensive coordinator, you know, he's aggressive and brings a lot of pressure during certain parts of the game. You guys have certainly had the success, the upper hand in this series over the last, 5 to 10 years. But as you prepare your football team now this week to get better after the first 3 weeks, what are some of the areas that you're looking to improve on, that you'll have to improve on to get to 4-0 after Friday?
I have the sense of urgency up front from the standpoint of they do a lot of they do a good job bringing pressure and overloading different sides. From the standpoint, they kind of attack your weaknesses in your pass pro. So it's obvious that they spend a lot of time studying film. So we just got to make sure that we're confident in what we're doing and try to put the kids in a little bit of chaos throughout the course of the week.
Well, you take a look at some of these kids, and let's just start with Luke Brown. I mean, you know, we talked about him and his poise and, you know, even the Jasper game, but, you know, kind of a running clock. And last week, a running clock, he had a really good game against North. And so, you know, you take a look, and is this kind of a different defense maybe that you'll see from Coach Knight that maybe Luke hasn't seen the first 3 weeks?
I definitely think they're going to try to speed his clock up a little bit with the pressures that they bring. They do a good job disguising what they're doing and getting out of it. So, you know, the one thing as a quarterback, you can't predetermine what you're going to do. You kind of got to react to what they're doing in the moment.
And has he been able to, in the first 3 weeks when you watch him on film, able to do that?
For the most part, you know, he's done a nice job of listening and trying to not get too high or too low depending on what's going on. And he's shown a lot of good maturity. A lot of pressure goes into that position at quarterback. And, you know, he's done a good job up to this point, and hopefully we continue to grow.
Well, Coach Johnson, and obviously this defense, we talked about it during this show. We talk about it almost each and every week. And the fact that they have not given up a single point yet, what would be some of their keys this week to slow down Modern Day and, again, to really kind of take control of this city and the conference after 4 weeks, if you get a win?
Well, you know, I don't know that it changes from week to week, but the biggest thing is you got to be able to stop the run and take away what they do best. And then once you do that, the idea of being able to contain Tate Mallory and not let him, you know, create plays on the run, because he can be really dangerous once he gets outside the pocket and does a good job of performing.
I one final question, John. Just, I mean, 3 weeks, injuries for this team. I mean, nobody's 100%, but just the overall health of the Tigers heading into this big game on Friday.
I mean, I think we got our typical bumps and bruises, but for the most part, Tigers are still pretty healthy, and hopefully we continue to maintain that.
John, really appreciate a few minutes of your time as always, and good luck with this game on Friday with Modern Day.
Thank you.
All right, that's John Herding. This has been the Memorial Football Show here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. All right.